We really tried. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We have done our best to teach Cuba a lesson. Bay of Pigs invasion, exploding cigars for Fidel, bomb plots, and of course the embargo. The White House even confirmed last April that the U.S. financed an underground Twitter service for Cuban cell phones to give young Cubans a way to form flash mobs to start an anti-communist Cuban spring. And the result of all this is that the Castro regime is the world's longest continuous dictatorship. After visiting Cuba in 2013, I met in Miami with Bill Norris, an attorney for one of the Cuban spies who was released yesterday. He said there is something Americans need to understand about Cuba.
Cuba is now being run on a day-to-day basis by Cubans who've grown up in the current government, who believe in it. They recognize that there are problems, but they've made a serious effort to address education and medical care and social issues that we wrestle with in this country, too.
They know they're poor. They make on the order of $30 a month. That's why at Miami Airport, everybody checking in for the four daily flights to Havana is pushing a cart piled with flat-screen TVs and Xboxes for the Cuban relatives. They know they don't have free speech. All the news magazines are about Castro and Che Guevara. But there is no burning desire for revolt. And if Cubans suddenly were able to travel freely to the U.S., I very much doubt the island would suddenly be depopulated. Okay, except for the baseball players. You get our flat screens, we get your pictures. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.